I had to wait until she and I were in bed last night for anything like the whole story. All she told us then was that Neil Cotton came rushing at her with the pitchfork. She screamed, and then suddenly he got the hang of things and told Simon and Stephen to pretend there really had been a bear. Neil and Simon even pretended it to their mother, she said. Oh, they were marvellous. She was ablaze with excitement, not in the least upset at having been so conspicuous. It was I who was upset. I don't know why. Perhaps I was just overtired. I suddenly began to shiver and wanted to cry. Topaz hurried us up to bed and brought us cocoa and hot bricks for our feet, and I soon felt better. "Let's finish our cocoa in the dark," I said, and blew out the candle. Rose is always more confidential in the dark. The first thing she said was, "How much did Stephen tell you on the way home?" I told her how he had said it was too dreadful to tell. "I wondered if he'd seen," she said. Then she began to giggle. The first time for months. The giggles became muffled, and I guessed she was stifling them in her pillow. At last she came up for air and said, "I slapped Neil Cotton's face." "Rose," I gasped. "Why?" She said she had looked round and seen him coming, seen the pitchfork against the sky, and let out the scream we heard. Then I tried to get out of the coat, but I couldn't find the button, so I went on running. He yelled, "Stop, stop!" He must have seen by then that I wasn't really a bear. Then he caught up with me and grabbed me by my arm. I said, "Let go, damn you!" And Stephen heard my voice and called out, "It's Miss Rose!" Neil Cotton shouted, "But why are you running away?" And I said, "Because I don't want to meet you or your brother either. You can both go to hell." And I hit him across the face. "Oh, Rose!" I felt all knotted up by the awfulness of it. "What did he say?" "He said, 'Good God!' And then Simon and Stephen came up. And Stephen said all the people on the train were out after me. 'That's all your fault,' I said to Neil Cotton. 'You've made me the laughing stock of the neighbourhood.' And he said, 'Wait, be quiet.' And then he told them to pretend there really had been a bear, as I told you." "Didn't you think it was wonderfully kind of him?" I asked. She said, "Yes, in a way," then stopped. And I knew she was trying to work out something in her mind. At last she went on, "But it's all part of his not taking us seriously. Not just us, but England generally. He wouldn't have dared to pretend anything so silly in America, I bet." I knew what she meant. I had felt it a bit that night they first came to the castle. I asked what the mother was like. "Beautiful, and never stops talking. Father'll want to brain her with a brick, if he ever meets her." "He'll meet her, all right. We shall be seeing quite a lot of the Cottons now." Her tone was so confident, almost arrogant, that I was frightened for her. "Oh, Rose, don't be silly with them this time." I had said it before I could stop myself. She simply pounced on it. "What do you mean, silly? Did Topaz say I was?" I said I was merely guessing, but she wouldn't leave it at that. She battered at me with questions. What with wanting to defend Topaz and being very tired, I wasn't as strong-minded as I ought to have been. And Topaz had said it might be best to tell her if we got another chance with the Cottons.